All right, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. God has something for you. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about victory is mine today. You know, we speak defeat all the time, and we shouldn't, because victory belongs to us. Through Jesus, we have victory. Amen. And we got to claim our victory. Praise God. So victory is mine today. That's what we're going to be talking about. As a matter of fact, leave a new person today. The Lord's not finished with you. He woke you up. Guess what? If He woke you up, He's got plans for you. Amen. You get right with Him, and before you step out into the world, if you don't get right with Him, the world's going to have you in a heartbeat. Amen. God has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available to Him. All you got to do is let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. See yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. See yourself the way He sees you. Amen. You know what? If you hear something and don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. It's not for you. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we get going any further, just grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert, my spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, woo, hallelujah, praise God. Make God glad and the devil mad. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I've got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. And one of them goes like this. Walk with Jesus. It says, every day is a gift from God. Don't forget that. Amen. You weren't put here to lose. You were put here to win. Amen. Before you rush into your plans, take a moment to invite Jesus to walk with you. We don't know what the day holds, but He does. His wisdom is greater than ours. His strength never fails. His peace can calm every storm. Whatever storms you're going through, you know what? He can calm it. He's already done that. He's provided for you. When we begin our days in prayer, we choose to trust His guidance instead of relying on our own understanding. Before your feet hit the floor, simply pray, Lord Jesus, walk with me today. Guide my thoughts, guide my words, and my steps. That simple invitation can change your entire day. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, but you haven't heard. Oh, man, it's Monday. Man, we're talking defeat already. We're magnifying the problem instead of magnifying our God. Amen. No, you're going to have a blessed day. This is the day He's made, and we've got to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Each and every day, not just on Fridays. Thank God it's Friday. That's the only time we mention God. Thank God it's Friday because the weekend is here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and we hear this all the time, but it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean out in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Amen. Listen to the Amplified. Trust in the Lord. Rely confidently in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him. And He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Man, whatever it is was blocking your way, you know what? It's gone. Amen. So get right with Him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple more for you. I love this one. We want to be pleasers. Well, you know what? Be a God pleaser. It says, be a God pleaser. Be more concerned with what God thinks about you than what people think about you. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. God never told you to impress people, only to love them. Don't confuse the command to love with the disease to please. Shine for Jesus. Be a God pleaser. And we've got to remind that on it all the time. And we got to keep renewing our minds all the time. Because, you know, that's what the enemy uses. The battlefield is the mind. And if you're not renewing your mind all the time with the Word of, God, you're going to fall and you're going to fail. And it's not because of him. It's because of us. We got to get ourselves right with him. Amen. And we keep your mind renewed all the time. This one is called, encourage. Be encouraged, child of God, to fully hand something over to God and trust him to handle it. Consider an aspect in your life that could really use God's help. Hand it to him in prayer. Let go and let God. He is faithful to answer your prayer and to show up big in your life. Amen. Sometimes he answers prayer in ways we didn't expect. And when he intercedes on our behalf, trust that whatever answer he provides is part of his plan for your life. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Again, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. He put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Again, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all cares, all concerns, all anxieties, all worries, whatever it is that's coming against you, whatever it is that's bothering you. Give it all to him. Cast it all on him. Cast is not just lay it there. I mean, cast me. You could throw it at him, you know, say, whoa, you know, just let it go. Cast your care upon him because he cares for you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Amen. That's how much he loved us. He sacrificed his son. And, you know, he put everything on him. All stripes on his back, or everything was put on him. Amen. And he paid the full price in full. So we don't have to go through this no more. So he says, you know what? Jesus paid it all. So now you just cast it on him because I got greater plans for you. Amen. And we're going to be strong enough and to know that we can cast it on him and press on with whatever it is he wants you to do. And he's got something for every one of us to do. Amen. So, hallelujah. But I can't help it if I'm God's favorite child. You know, no, we're all God's favorite child. Amen. You remember that. It just makes people mad. Say, I'm God's favorite child. Praise God. So anyway, let's press on. Amen. So victory is mine today. Again, believers, daily marching song. Thank you, praise team. That really blessed me. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, victory is mine today when I put my faith and trust in Lord's amazing abilities instead of my own. I'm trusting you, Lord. You know what? He woke you up. He's got a plan for you. We just got to get right with him before we go out into the world. And when you get right with him, you know, no matter what is facing you, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Praise God. We're not fighting for victory. Very well, yeah, thank you, Carmen. It says, victory is mine today. And you can say that on a daily basis. Every day, victory belongs to me. Why? Because Jesus already paid for it. Amen, the price is paid for. Thank you, Fred. It says, get it over. It says, give it over to God. Why? Because the battle is not yours. Amen. The battle is his. But you got to cast it on him. Give it to him. Amen. Quit trying to do it. He said, well, I'll give you half. No, he didn't say give it half. He said, cast it all on him. He knows what to do with it. Amen. Says, it ain't over till I win. Amen. Through him. Amen. We have victory. Praise God. Keep going. Says, we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. Jesus has already defeated Satan. And you know, every time you get a chance, just remind him that he's a defeated foe. Jesus defeated you. Amen. So praise God. You know, all the demons in hell rejoice, you know, when they buried Jesus. But you know, on the third day, he rose again. So now they're sweating, and guess what? He went down into hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. Amen. Just defeated him totally. He's up. He's alive. Amen. Praise God. Are you going to be a victor or a victim? Here's the thing, is the choice is yours. You got to know what the Word of God says, man. Feed on the Word and be strong in the Word, amen, so the Word can come out of you. When you're full, it says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But you got to have the Word. You got to get in the Word and study the Word, meditate the Word, so it could come out of you. What am I going to use? What did Jesus use? The Word of God. So we got to let it out, amen. It's good to have it in, but we have to let it out. You know, I'm overflowing. And out of that overflow, I am going to speak the Word of God. Amen. Don't allow yourself to get empty. Amen. A car out of gas is empty, and it can't go anywhere. So just like us, you're a child of God. Stay full of the Word. That's your fuel, so you can go and do what you have to do, and fulfill your mission. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Says 1 Corinthians 5:15-57, New King James says, but thanks be to God who has gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amplify says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us the victory. Amen. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And Romans 8:37 says in New King James, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amplified, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through Him who loved us so much that He died for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, you know, you start getting the Word in you and meditating on His Word and start acting what the Word says, you know, and confessing what the Word says. Amen. And living it. Amen. So we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Man, be strong in Him. 1 John 5:4, New King James, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. Amplified. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is a victory that has conquered and overcomes the world. Our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. So the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, says it's impossible to love Him without faith. He loves faith, you know. So you got to stay full of faith. You got to stay full of the Word. Amen. Praise God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Says faith begins with seeking Him first. Amen. And when you seek Him first, Matthew 6:33 says, New King James says, but seek what? Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So seek Him first. You know, hey, we got all kinds of things to do, but you know what? God first. Before you do anything. It's not second best, third best, or you know, before I go to bed, I'll pray. No, you take time right now. Amen. Take time to pray now. Amplified, New King James, Matthew 6:33, Amplified. But first and most importantly, seek, aim, and strive after His kingdom, His righteousness, and His ways of doing and being right. The attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. Amen. Ooh, man, I mean, that's us, man. Believe, obey God's Word, and step out in faith. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:7, amen, says, for we believers walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amplify says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with confident belief in God's promises. Amen, so we walk by faith, not by sight, you know. And the world's got it backwards, you know, because they see. And I got to see it to believe it. Don't say that. Amen. As a child of God, we walk by faith. Whatever He tells you to do, you know what? The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So keep your faith up. Keep your faith up and don't let it run out. For we believers, we walk by faith and not by sight, not by fear, He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what the anxieties, the cares, the worries, concerns, or fears are. Again, magnify Him first and not the problem. Amen. Philippians 4:6 says, New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. It says, pray about everything and tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. New King James says, be anxious for nothing. This world will want you to be anxious about everything. I mean, all they're preaching is bad news. So you got to be careful. You got to keep your mind renewed, because if all you're listening is the world news, you know, it is going to bring you down. Amen. It says, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Amen. So, God's ability is not affected by our circumstances. Don't limit God. God is bigger than anyone or anything. My God is bigger. You got to know that. And you got to believe that. Amen. Because of what Jesus has already done. Amen. Praise God. Say, 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8 also talks about, says, again, we have to cast these things on Him. Don't even go there. New Living Translation says, First Peter 5, 7 and 8 says, give all worries and concerns to God. For He cares about you. Stay alert. Watch for your great enemy. It says great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's what he wants to do. So how did he know how to attack you? Because the words you're speaking, he's listening. And if you talk negative, you know what? We just open the door. He don't even have to knock the door down. He just want to walk in, you know, because of what you said. Well, I just had to say it. I just had to give him a piece of my mind. I just have to let him know about, you know, you got to be careful. Don't say it. You know what? Jesus had opportunities, but you know what? Made him mad because sometimes he was silent and didn't say anything. He didn't want to say the wrong things. So sometimes we need to be silent. Amen. If it's not going to bless you, don't sow negative seeds. Amen. So praise God. New King James says, casting all care upon Him because He cares for you. He cares for you. He won't put anything on you He ain't got in heaven. How can he put cares and concerns and sicknesses on you if there's no sickness in heaven? If He put it on Jesus, why would He put it on you now? That's not from God. We just got to know that we fight a sickness devil. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to put all this junk on you. I say, that's not from God. Amen. So you got to know who you're fighting. We're fighting the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking for somebody to devour. Again, he knows who to devour because you're just blasting your mouth. Sometimes we got to know when to zip the lip. Don't say it. Or maybe it just came to the lip, but we never gave voice to it. If you don't give voice to it, guess what? You're not sowing it. Because you got to sow. You got to speak it for it to be sowed. And I didn't plant none. I didn't let it out. I held myself and just hit delete and let it go. I'm not going there. Don't be defeated. Don't defeat yourself. Amen. And don't be defeated by a defeated foe, the devil. Bible says in Philippians 4:13, we know all these. New King James says, I, and you can scratch the I and put your name there. Just put your personalized it right on your Bible. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Look at the Amplified. I can do all things which He has called me to do. Who's called you to do these things? He has. I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready and for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence. Peace. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I need your strength. How many times do you thank Jesus? Call him Father. Father, I need your strength. What about us? Lord Jesus, I need your strength. It took a lot of strength for him to be crucified and put on a cross. Amen. And for him to submit himself to all this mess. He said he could have called legions of angels to come and deliver him. But he fulfilled his mission. Whatever mission God has given you, you can fulfill. All you need is, Lord, I need your strength to fulfill what it is you want me to do today. Amen. Woo, thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. God's ability is not affected by our circumstances. Don't limit God. God is bigger than anything or anyone. Again, Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us, and you can put your name there too, let us rejoice and be glad in it, or be happy today. New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when you hang around people, they're so negative. They're going to tell you how they're going to spend their day. Amen. How they going to cry about this and cry about that? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And you know what? You got to renew your mind. Say, you know what? I'm going to have this today. Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to be affected, distracted by the negative stuff. Amen. Stay focused on what God wants you to do. Amen. Sign for Jesus. Be a shining light in that down and out place wherever you happen to be, shopping or working or whatever. You know, you're his light. You're the closest thing to Jesus they are around. They'll know something different about you. A lot of times they don't say anything, but they see something different about you. I don't hear her curse. I don't hear him curse. I don't hear him say negative things. What is it about you? Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Ooh, you just told the word. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and victory is mine today. That's what you can say. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And because of all this, Jesus has already done it all for us. First John, you can mark these. 1 John 1:9-10 says, New King James, if we confess our sins, you don't have to confess them to me. You don't have to confess them to nobody. You can confess it to him. You can go to him. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. You know you sin. But you know you go to him and say, Lord, you know I sin. He said, I know. He knows everything about you and the good and the gooder and the better. The baddest and loves you the most. Amen. So just know that. You say, well, you're embarrassed. You know, he already knew. He already knows. So just go and say, Lord, I've sinned. He said, I know. He says, you know, hey, you're cleansed. I forgive and forget. Now go and sin no more. Amen. Jesus paid it all. And all to him I owe. Amen. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Again, we're not going there, but your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, you got to take care. Take care of your body. Amen. John 8:36 says, so is the Son, yet set free. You are truly free. New Living Translation, New King James says, therefore, if the Son, you see the Son is caps. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. He's made us free, and we are free. We're not hold on to anything. Amen. Give it all to him. Cast it all on him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, he has made a way for us to be with him, defeating death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Proverbs 18:21, we know this very well. New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And you notice they use power. There's power in the words you speak, so be careful in the words you speak. Sometimes it's best not to say it. You thought about it, but you didn't say it. Well, good. You didn't sow it. But there's power in the words that you speak. Amen. And those who love it will shall eat its fruit. Amplify says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. You can have what you say. So you know what? Don't say it. If it's negative, just keep it and delete it. And don't sow it. Amen. Praise God. Knowing His Word is knowing the truth. Amen. And His truth, John 8:32 says, New King James, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Know what the Word of God says. It's going to free you up from all kind of stuff. Amen. This is good. Amplified, and you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fear not. Know that you have victory in Jesus. Learn to stand with on His victory and His truth. Remember, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given you a spirit of fear. There's a spirit of fear. Amen. There's a spirit of fear. So you know what? He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Whew. The Amplified says, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus paid a full price, and He is your sure victory. Hallelujah. David and Goliath. Remember David and Goliath? David had victory. Hallelujah. Man, he just went. He ran. And you know what? When you're full of God, when you're full of Jesus, you're going to run. And no matter what's facing you, it's going to come down. Amen. Whew. Jonah and the big fish. Jonah's running from God. You know, and some of you watching, some of you listening, you've been running from God. It's time you stop running and come back to God. Amen. Amen. He said he finally went to the ship captain and told him, you know what, the reason you're having problems is because God sent me on a mission and I'm running from Him. He said, but you know what? He said, just throw me overboard and your problems will be over. So guess what? They gladly threw him overboard. But Jesus already had a plan for him. He had a big fish swallow him and went and spit him out at the shore of Nineveh where He wanted him to go and preach the word. And he did, and he fulfilled what God wanted him to do. Amen. So you know what? Wherever you are, you're just like the prodigal son, wallowing with the pigs, scratching with the chickens, whatever you're doing. You know what? It's time you say, you know what? I could do better. Come to the Father. Just give your life back to Him, or give your life to Him. If you never accepted Him as Lord and Savior, it's time you stop running, stop going through all this misery and stuff, and give your life to Him and start living for Him. He's going to forgive, forget, and say, you know what? I've got a plan for you. Press on. Go and sin no more. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What about the three Hebrew children? This is great, huh? Even the guys that threw them in the fire, I mean, they were consumed. They died. They gave their lives just throwing them kids in there. And then when they went in the fire, they said, wait a minute. We throw three in there, but we see four. Wherever you happen to go, God is with you. Yes. Wherever you go, God goes with you. Yes. Amen. So know that. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. That's what the Word of God says. Amen. He's always with you. Whew. And Peter denied Jesus, what, three times? He said, well, you know what? Be careful, because there's a lot of people out there jealous of you. And they're going to say, you know, whatever you did, God can't use you anymore. You denied Him three times. He's not going to use you anymore. So just sit and do nothing. He's done with you. No, He's not. Peter went and preached some awesome messages. God used him still. And he went. In one case, 3,000 were saved. In another case, there was over 5,000, not including women and children. So there was maybe 10,000, 15,000 got saved. But God used them. God's not finished with you. You know when he's finished with you, he'll call you home. Until he calls you home, stay busy in serving him. Amen. And doing what he's called you to do. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So Jesus still used Peter. And he won't give up on you. Don't ever let nobody tell you God is done with you. He'll let you know. But don't let nobody tell you that. There's always hope for you and me. We are to fight the good fight of faith. Keep going, Kirby. In 1 Timothy 6 and 12, New King James says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So fight the good fight of faith on a daily basis, all the time. Amen. Not just once in a while. Not just on Sundays. But each and every day. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We fight a spiritual battle daily. And the mind is the battlefield. Renew your mind as often as needed. Not just once, but as often as needed. And Romans 12 and 2 says, New Living Translation, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. But that's what they want you to do on a daily basis. They bombard you with the TV, with the cell phone, with newspapers, with magazines, with all kind of stuff, okay? But it says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. New King James says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. The battlefield is the mind. It says that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know what? I thought about it, but you didn't do it. So you're okay. Amen. You thought about it, but you deleted it, and you didn't do it. But that's good. And that's what you want to do. Because you know what? You thought about it. This is not what the Word of God says. So if it's not what the Word of God said, don't line up with the Word of God. Just hit delete. That's not for me. I'm not doing it. I'm not saying it. I'm not going to go with it. I'm not going to obey. I'm going to just press on with the things of God. Amen. So you're growing, maturing in your Christian walk. You know what they say on your Christian walk? It's just like climbing a ladder up to the roof. New steps, new levels, new devils. So you need to mature in the things of God. Because as you go up to new levels, there's new devils. Amen. But you know what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you get full of the word, confess the word, and they got to come down. Amen. They're coming down. Instead, it says, excuse me, again, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, which talks about God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Instead, meditate on these things. Philippians 4 and 8 says, in New King James says, finally, my brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Again, the battlefield is the mind, but you renew your mind and think on these things. Amen. Think on these things. My daily attitude is this. Victory is mine today. Amen. Love is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Happiness is mine. Prosperity is mine. And every promise in the book, in the Bible, is mine. Amen. You got to write that down. Your daily attitude is victory is mine today. Love, joy, peace, happiness, prosperity, and every promise in the Bible is mine today. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. That blesses me. We're going to stop right there, and we'll continue with this next week. Amen. Praise God. So in closing, know that victory is mine today. On a daily basis. You know, when tomorrow comes, you're going to say the same thing. Victory is mine today. Amen. And that's, again, that's a believer's daily marching song. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah. Man, you preach yourself happy. Sing yourself happy. Amen. Praise God. Everything we need for victory in every situation has been provided at the cross. Jesus paid it all. Amen. So victory today is mine. When I put my faith and trust in Him, remember to confess it, sing it, say it, shout it, believe it, and obey it. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I wanted to share that one with you. See, he's brave enough to say, victory is mine. Hallelujah. So, do you receive, church? Amen. Well, me too. Hallelujah. Those of you watching, those of you listening, you know, hey, stop running. If you have never confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, I'm done running from You. I want to come back home. You know what He's going to say? He says, I receive You. I forgive You. And come and be great for Him. Amen. And serve Him. You know, go to a Bible-based church where you can learn the Word and get you a Bible where you could read and meditate on the Word and learn the Word so it can start coming out of you. You got to get it in you so it can come out of you. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Man, if you're having some sickness or whatever in your body, you know what? He's got no sickness to give you. So all you got to do is confess what the Word of God says. By Jesus' stripes, you are healed. I speak healing over your body from head to toe, inside and outside. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Bless them. Touch them, Lord. Heal them in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. Amen. And it's time to give. If you're watching, just go to our website, NBCBigBend.com. Hit that donate button. If you go on mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. God loves you and we love you. Remember, victory is yours today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, brother. Stretch your hands this way, Father. We just thank You for the opportunity to give. Bless the gift and the givers, Lord. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing we're not able to contain. And thank You for rebuking the devourer for our sake. And everybody saying, amen. Thank You, brother.